This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Flips off the crowd. Didn't want to be shown on camera. I don't know what that was, but it was a workplace injury at Comerica Park. They had to stop the game to let this guy whose leg exploded get medical attention. I don't know. His like knee twisted sideways, if you believe what Cole Keith saw. And it got us thinking, hey, John, you're not a stranger to that situation.
No, I've had a couple of workplace injuries. Obviously, my workplace was on the football field. And
would you consider that a hazardous work environment?
At times, whether it was at practice or so. I've had a number of them. I could share them throughout the course of this segment. But we do want to hear from all of our listeners, worst workplace injuries you've either had or seen. And the one, Greg, are we tweeting that one out? It's out. It's at Costa and Jansen on X.
Is it where you're like your ankle is all?
Yeah, I took a hit from somebody fell on me from behind, and I heard and felt the snap, crackle, pop, and I looked down, and it's kind of one of those things too where okay, you know, nothing good happened from those noises, but it hurt worse obviously when I actually saw that my leg. As I was laying on the ground, knee was up, but my foot was pointed 90 degrees to the right, not in the direction it was supposed to go. And so that is by far my worst workplace injury. I've had a number of them, but yeah, had a compound fracture. Bone was sticking out one side. They reset it on the field, and that was probably the worst pain because Bubba, who was our trainer,
Bubba's
awesome. Bubba was laying across the top of me, and one of the assistant trainers actually had to hold my shoulder pads underneath while the doctor said, this is going to hurt. I went, okay. And then he pulled it out, put it back in, and...
Is it the most pain you've ever been in?
For one moment, yeah. Yeah. And so, obviously, we get back into the locker room. I get hit with some of the good stuff, and then it's no longer the worst pain I ever felt. Off to dreamland.
You're floating.
Yes. But that was the end of my season for that year. We have it out on Twitter now. So just as an example of something, if you would like to share with us, your worst workplace injury. So we saw it happen with the grounds crew yesterday at Comerica.
Did you see stuff like that when you worked at the ballpark, Heather?
Not like this. I mean, I never considered... my workplace to be dangerous, right? Like, I'm not a player. I'm not out on the field like you were, John. But I did have one injury at Comerica Park. It wasn't even an injury, I got to say, but it was treated like an injury. Like, I had to be wheeled off in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I was hit in, like, the sternum, like, right in the center of my chest with a ball. And I don't even remember the situation because it wasn't, like, a foul ball. It was, like... I don't even know what happened, but it was a freak thing. I was right before I was going to do something on camera. I was crouched down right next to the dugout.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my contestant. So I was not really focused on the game like I should have been. And the ball came flying through like a very, very small hole within like the railing of the dugout. Like
yeah.
And it went right. And I had a crescent shaped bruise. Right
on
my chest.
Sternum.
And they had to I had to go get looked at to make sure, like they had to treat it like an injury, even though I didn't feel injury. And then everyone was scaring me in the stands because they're like, if you get hit hard enough in the chest, you could have a heart attack.
Stop.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And I felt fine, but then I was getting anxious because everyone was telling me I could have a heart attack.
Are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay though?
Yeah. And I'm like, I think so. Am I? I don't know.
Jim, any paper cuts?
See, working in the world of radio, you have to be very careful for paper cuts.
Yeah, you slice those papers on air.
Before I worked here, my first job ever was at Meijer, and I worked in the meat department. We had those blades
where
they cut stuff and the meat grinders and stuff. And No, I didn't like chop off a finger or anything.
Oh, no.
No.
No, you still have all 10 digits.
All 10 of them. Although there were moments where I thought it could happen.
Yeah.
If I was careless, mm-hmm. didn't turn off a machine or something, but
yeah.
I don't have anything gruesome.
Yeah. Ew. No blowing your drums? Too loud.
Ah!
Yeah.
Let's get to Tom and Hamtramck, and we want more of your stories on this. Tom, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, young guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Well, I worked at a steel company, and they would take these rolls of steel off of the trucks, and we would put them on a thing called a slitter, where they would cut it down to size. Like, they would cut the one size inch and a half, the other size maybe 1 inch, and they have a guardrail that you're supposed to stand behind. Well, this one guy went on the other side of the guardrail, and when they were cutting it, that edge of it snapped and just practically cut his whole leg completely off.
It was
just a horrifying scene.
Oh, so...
I mean, it was very dangerous. He knew better not to stand over the other side of the protective rail, but he went in there to adjust something, and it was just a horrible scene. We had to rush him to the hospital. The EMS came, but... it was just a nasty, nasty thing that I ever seen. And I played hockey and everything. I've seen everything, but that one took the cake.
Who had to pick up his leg?
Well, it dangled.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, it dangled. There was no picking up. It dangled, and they put him like on the stretcher. We were ready to take him, but the EMS came, and his leg, it just was dangling. And like I said, I'm 78, and I've seen a lot of injuries, and this is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
I can imagine. Oh,
what a first phone call to take on this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you knocked that one out of the park. Thank you.
Sheesh. Oh. Legs dangling?
Yeah.
Sam and McComb, I don't know how you follow that up, but what do you got? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, Sam.
Good. I think I could follow it up a little bit. So I work in a pizzeria, and this was doing like that COVID stretch in 2020 when I was just working crazy hours. So we have a dough stretcher, and you always run the dough through there. And I've cleaned it for 15 years, easy. Well, I was cleaning it, and I accidentally slipped, and I ran my hand right through the dough stretcher.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
So
you got a really long hand? Like, what's going on?
Three fingers that ran right in and flattened it. I pulled it out. It was so bad, I didn't know what to do, so I just wrapped it up in a rag, hopped in my truck, and just drove right to the hospital.
Do you still have your fingers?
Yeah, so the whole time I'm thinking, like, I lost them for sure. I'm thinking in my head how I can work without my three fingers. But they ended up laying my hand down, and they gave me 15 stitches and stitched each cap of my fingertips back on.
Oh, wow.
We said we wanted gruesome work injuries.
Yeah.
This 2 for 2.
How long were you off of work?
No, it was. Yeah, it was very rough.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling there, Sam.
Yeah, Sam. I mean,
glad they were able to put everything back in place.
Yikes.
In the moment, he's going, how am I going to work?
Yeah.
My whole life's changing. Stupid dough stretcher.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ticket texters. Says, I work at a car dealership service department. New guy used his knee to leverage a big truck tire to lift it, and he blew out his knee at 8 in the morning.
Ooh.
Mm. Working out in Colorado building bridges, saw a guy fall from a 20-foot drop onto a metal fence and shattered the left side of his body. He had 3 metal rods impale him.
Now, oh, wow.
Says, I don't do that job anymore. Now I work on floors. Signed, Austin.
So that guy didn't live, I take it? I mean, three metal rods impale him?
It's amazing what the human body can sustain.
He was impaled three times?
Yes. Depends where the impalement happens.
I guess.
You miss any vital organs.
Yeah. Yikes.
My friend at work was attacked by a Canadian goose this year in the parking lot. He tripped and broke his arm.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little more on the light, fun side. I broke my wrist working at the first House of Dicks. I worked in two different cabinet places, and I've seen two guys cut a finger off on table saws. Yeah, I'm sure we're
table
gonna
get saws can be tricky. Yeah,
let's get back.
Come close a couple of times.
Back to the phones, where we have Jesse in Garden City. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So 2011, I was working on some windmills, wind turbines. I was out in Maryland with for a local company here, and a guy went up before me, and he took our rope all the way up, and he left all the hatch doors going up. So I'm climbing up the ladder, and next thing I know, a shackle came down over 100 feet, cracked through my hard hat, fractured my skull, ricocheted from there, and then blew out my left bicep.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
On the ladder, mind you, which didn't black out, kind of like came back to, climbed down, didn't know really what happened, and took my hard hat off, and then just pool of blood flying from my head.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh. Yep.
How you doing
hey,
now?
Morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Doing great. Don't work in construction anymore at Rocket Mortgage, but hey, we're here, man.
Any long-term effects from it?
Not yet.
Just a fear of shackles.
Not yet. It was one of the smaller ones. John, you probably are familiar, though, because, like, I mean, those little, they're probably 2.5 pounds up to five, yeah. But coming over 100 feet at that speed.
Yeah.
If I would have looked up or if it hit anything, yeah. I mean, I would, let's see you later.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well,
hey, have a great day,
luck.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah, you too. Yeah.
Better day today than that day. Okay, so we have a bunch of calls and ticket texts. Story from the baseball game was grounds crew member sidelined, knee twisted the wrong way, flipped off the crowd, workplace injuries. We'll get to it 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.